broadcasting from the planet Earth. This is Apollo Mighty Extreme Comedy Presentation.
The Alt-Dot Comedy Lounge. Live comedy every Monday night at 9 at the Rivoli, 334 Queen Street, West Toronto. The Alt-Dot, where laughter is routine.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Alt-Dot Comedy Lounge! Yeah, that's the enthusiasm. Please put your hands together and make it feel welcome. Your host and MC for the evening, Mr. Brian Hatch!
Yeah, absolutely. How you feeling, Toronto? Give me a little more love with your mouths and your hands. My fan club up in the corner. Give it up extra loud. That is the entirety of my fan club right there. They can fit on the short bus, if that tells you anything. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Alt-Dot Comedy Lounge. I've been running 20 years, bringing comedy to you. And welcome to our listeners on Channel 168 on Sirius. It's part of our Canada Laughs program. I am your host, Rosie O'Donnell. It is a pleasure to be here. I'm sorry the mic guy got my name wrong. You guys starting to enjoy that warm weather out there? Isn't that fun? The warm weather? Oh, my God. I live for this shit. It is my most exciting time of the year. I love it. I really do. There's one trend I see already starting that I'm not really enjoying, and I'd like to try and quash it now if I could. And I am speaking about young men in deep V-necks. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like the shit that stops just above the belly button. Have you seen this crap? Like a 10-pound weight. It's just been hanging on that shit all day long. Now, obviously, I am in no position to comment on people's fashion, and I don't want to sound old-fashioned, but I don't think a man should wear a shirt that he can slither out of. You know what I mean? Right? Like, oh, we balling? Your shirt, I'll be skins? Let's do this. Fuck, I'm ready to ball. Let's go. Let's play some hoops. Okay. All right. Let me check my shit here. Are we all drinking tonight? Yeah? Okay, well, that's not enough to pay the fucking bills, so please see our beautiful waitress. She'll help you with anything, our bartender, I should say. Yeah, feel free to get up anytime and just help yourself to a drink. We're not going to make fun of you unless you do, you know, like trip over the fucking tables on the way or some shit like that. And that's about it. Sorry. Oh, I do have one thing I want to tell you before we get going. Like I said, this show has been running 20 years here at the Rivoli, which is an amazing accomplishment for any comedy show anywhere, let alone here in Toronto and Canada. But we're happy to be hosting the SiriusXM Top Comic first round competition right here, June 20th at the Rivoli. Always super fun. Yeah, exactly. That's Lauren, the guy running the show, clapping in the back. These tickets go fast. It's a hot fucking ticket, so you can go to the website. And you know, might just see me win $25,000 or just lose and burn this fucking place to the ground. Are you into it? All right, it's going to be fun. Good. We have a great show for you tonight. I want to get it going right now. Again, all these guys, great headliners in their own right. We're going to have a lot of fun. Your first guest, a fantastic guy. I've worked with him for many, many years. You're going to love him. Please welcome very funny Mr. Patrick Hay, everybody. Let him hear it. Patrick Hay.
And I stop dreaming now. I'm supposed to fill it up with something. In your eyes, I see the eyes of somebody.
Yeah. What's up? Got a fun crowd tonight. Let's check the audience, see what's going on. Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. It's a familiar feeling right there, huh? Really? Just me, huh? Really? I feel like that one black kid in the grade 2 picture. You remember that? Yeah, laugh it up, motherfuckers. And you're thinking about it now, too, like, yeah, remember Reggie? What happened to Reggie? I wonder how Reggie doing now. Go home and Facebook Reggie. That's terrible. Now you do that, white people. How you do that? How you get one black kid in everybody's grade 2 picture? How you even do that? Like, was there a quota? And I was a greedy kid in grade 2, back then, too. I was a greedy kid. I always had food. I was always eating something. Cookies, chips, cheese, crackers. I was always eating something. Teacher would always say the same thing. Did you bring enough for everybody? You remember that? I hated when the teacher said that, man. Did you bring enough for everybody? But I was a smart ass too, right? I was like, I brought enough for the black kids. I you ain't getting shit. I was at the doctor's earlier this week. See, even right there, did you feel that right there? You know, I hate telling people I was at the doctor, and I hate going to the doctor's and seeing somebody you know. Both of those scenarios, it just feels awkward. I feel like there's an automatic pressure that comes on me. Like, I feel obligated that I have to tell you that there's nothing wrong with my penis. You know what I mean? It's just a checkup, man. I'm fine. I wasn't sure if I was going to do this, but I'm going to do this. You guys hear that okay? There you go. Music always got a special way of touching people, man. Just different ways. They're just special. Like, you know what conversation I miss? Remember this conversation? Texting has ruined this one conversation. I used to love this conversation. Remember this conversation? What you wearing, baby? Remember that? What you wearing, baby? I just got out the shower. Oh, shit. That was a great conversation, man. Texting has ruined that shit. I mean, you get pictures now, which is all right, but damn. And that conversation, man, it usually happened late at night with some slow jam playing in the background. Remember that shit? I know there are about two women. You nearly pulled your titties out on that one, didn't you? Yeah, I remember. That special one, man. I remember way back then, I was seeing this girl. And I really liked this girl. Like, she was really something special to me, man. I was really into this girl. And we broke up. And I remember I was hurt. I was confused. I was angry. I had all these emotions going. I didn't understand how or why things fell apart so quick. And I came home, and I was messing around with my keys. And I wrote a song about it. I'm just going to play the song that I wrote. It didn't go like that. Play the song that I wrote. that bitch. Why? Anyway. I think I captured the emotion. I remember another time I was hanging out with this girl. And I wrote a song for her, and she didn't like the song. I wrote the song for her, she didn't like the song. She said the song sounded, she used two words. She said, creepy and stalkerish. I was like, what the hell, what do you mean? Creepy, those are the two words, creepy and, I was like, this is the song I wrote for her. This is what I did. I took the lyrics from Hello, Lionel Richie's Hello, and I changed the lyrics and I made it about her. I'm just going to play the song for you. I've been alone with you inside my mind. And in my dreams, I've tied you up 1,000 times. I very often sleep outside your door. Hello. Don't mind the sleeping bag on the floor. I thought I was being romantic, and the police said I was supposed to keep a certain distance, like, whatever. You know what's one of my favorite groups back then, man? You guys remember Boyz II Men? I used to love me some Boyz II Men. To the end of the road. You know what I hated in that group, though? I hated the guy with the deep voice. I did, man. I hated the guy with the deep voice because every time he opened his mouth, he was always apologizing for something. Don't you remember that? I hate it every time. He was always, I'm like, dude, man up, man. Why you always apologizing for shit? This guy had the deep voice. He like this. Baby, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Seems like every time things are cool, I just come along and fuck shit up. And I just want you to know I'm sorry. Like, man, fuck. And it's not that he would just, it's not that he would just apologize for stuff. He would tell you the whole story. He would tell you everything he did wrong. I'm like, man, why are you making the girl relive that moment? She don't want to hear that again. He would tell you the whole story. Be like this. Remember that time I took you out for dinner for your birthday, baby? I took you to your favorite restaurant, expensive place, beautiful place. And then my credit card was declined and you had to pay for everything. And you were so mad at me, baby. I just want you to know I'm sorry. Fuck, man. Remember that time you sent me to the drugstore to pick up your tampons, baby? And I picked up Bounty instead. And I came home and you were mad and I said, what's wrong, baby? They're the quicker picker-upper. Ain't it the same thing? I just want you to know I'm sorry. The fuck, man? I hated that guy. Thank you so much, baby. There was one time I had this girl on my pad and I was playing around. She goes, have you ever wrote a song for anybody? I was like, yeah, I remember I wrote a song for an ex-girlfriend of mine. And she's like, what is the song? I said, I took the lyrics from Stairway to Heaven and I made it about her. And I thought it was a real special song. But it was an ex-girlfriend, like, you know, we split up a long time. I'm just going to play the song Stairway to Heaven. There's a girl I used to know. She broke my heart long ago. And suddenly she found her stairway to heaven. Where she is, no one knows. Disposed of, I suppose. They could never prove I helped her find heaven. Ooh, makes you wonder. And the girl was just looking at me like, yo, you guys have been awesome. My name is Patrick K. Keep it looking after me, peace.
Patrick K, everybody. Let him hear it. Patrick K. You can't see on the radio, but that is one handsome fucking black guy right there. And I sort of hate him for it. Do you know what I mean? He literally used to be a male model. Now he's an award-winning comic, and he's going to sing? Fuck that guy. Do you know what I mean? What, you're not fucking enough women? Get the fuck out of here. Jesus Christ. Not even cool, man. Right? Why don't you pretend to have a weakness?
Hey, this is Ali Hassan, generally harmless Muslim. Shouldn't have even brought it up. Anyway, you are listening to the Alt-Aut Comedy Lounge in Toronto on SiriusXM.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot of great comics, so I'm going to keep this wonderful show going. Your next comic, again, another great favorite of mine. You're going to love him. Please welcome very funny Mr. Nick Reynoldson, everybody. Lamb here, Nick Reynoldson. Can tell you just...
I agree with what Brian was saying about Patrick. He's a fucking piece of shit. He shouldn't be allowed to play the piano. It's not fair. Like, I look like the Rivoli sponsored a child. Do you know what I mean? Like, and now I gotta come... Look at me, and like this... What? It's fucking... He's like 6'5". Do you see his smile? I had braces for like 6 years, and my bottom tooth still went crooked. You know what I mean? It was like, fuck your face, we're going this way. I didn't want this. I wasn't like, God, I want to look like the most tired teenager of all time. God, I want to be a stressed out 16-year-old forever, God, that's what I want. You guys are like, this kid has seen some shit, man. I know I look messed up. It's fine. It's okay. Some of you guys look messed up too, you know? Oh, did we think we were all tens here, Rivoli? Is that what we thought? I applaud your confidence. Good for you guys. But I'm fucked up because I'm mixed. Is anyone else here mixed? And when I say mixed, I don't mean like Scottish and Irish. That's not what I'm talking about. That is just white as fuck. That is, that's almost clear, actually. But it's weird growing up, like, mixed. Like, I'm half Guyanese and half Canadian, and somehow I came out like a gay Mexican dude with a shitty haircut, you know? I control the haircut part. That's what's weird about that joke. I just fuck my shit up. I want to confuse people when they see me. That's what I want. That's what I told my barber. Guys, my barber, listen. Do you know how important your relationship is with your barber, especially when you don't look like Patrick Kay? Like, that dude, there's a lot of power. He'd fuck up my shit for like a good month. You know what I mean? Like, I just got to grow back in before I look like a human. My barber's bald. I'm making mistakes, guys. You know what I mean? Like, he hasn't had hair for like 30 years. Like, hair cutting technology has changed in that time, you know? Like, when he cut my hair and he asked me if I wanted gel, and the gel was dippity-doo. Do you know how hard my life is, guys? Like, my skinny jeans are baggy. Do you understand, like, what? This guy comes out with a piano and that smile? Fuck! It's not fair. It was weird growing up, though, when you're mixed, like, because you just don't know what the fuck you are. Like, I was never Guyanese enough to be Guyanese, but I was never, like, white enough to be a white guy. I was always in, like, beige limbo. Like, someone, accept me. When I was growing up, I swear to God, I thought it was just me and my brother as our own race. I was like, we gotta get more members. This is not, like, do I look healthy? If I catch the flu, that's 50% of our population gone. How the fuck did we start off in danger? This is bullshit. I'm not gonna make it though. You guys like your lives? Man, Patrick really brought me down a lot about really made me feel bad about myself. I don't know, man. Do you know how funny I have to buy a house in Canada? You're looking at a lifetime renter, guys. That's what you're looking at. Way funnier than this. I don't know, man. Shit is like... I had this thought too, man. I'm like, I think I listen to too much rap music to be as broke as I am. Like, all I listen to is like, get money, motherfucker. Get money, son. I'm like, I'm not good at it. Like, I'm not taking the right messages from the music, you know? Like, I'm even confused. You guys know the classic saying, like, fuck bitches, get money? You guys know that classic rap saying? I understand the get money part, right? Acquire funds. It's just not my strong suit, right? I'm confused at the fuck bitches part. Like, is it fuck bitches? Or is it like, fuck bitches, you know? I don't know. And Drake is not responding to my tweets, guys. Guys, I don't know what's happening. I'm getting old. I'm 30 now. And I don't know what happened, and I know it's wrong, okay, before I get into this. I know it's wrong, but I'm just starting to hate people's fucking faces. Do you know, does that happen to you guys when you just see someone, you're like, fuck this guy's a piece of shit, you don't know him. You bring a fedora, fuck you and your family, man, you're garbage. You know what I hate the most, and if you're in this room right now, you need to get your fucking life together. You know the people that go on the subway and listen to their music without headphones? Where did they go? Where did the headphones go? Every phone comes with fucking headphones. Did you just steal this phone and now you're cycling through the playlist to see if you're gonna keep it? What are you doing? Why are you like this? And why is it always rap music? Why can't it one time be like a dude singing about his truck or something, you know? I got on the subway. It's me, this dude bumping his music, this younger dude bumping his music, and three old white ladies. That's it. And I don't know if you guys know, sometimes old white ladies can do this thing where they just look at you, and you feel bad for every decision you've ever made in your entire life. Like, just look at you, and you're like, oh, I should have voted different. You're right. I fucked up. So I'm on the subway, me, this young dude, bumping his music, three old white ladies. He's going crazy. He's like, yeah, he's fucking having a good time, right? And these white ladies start looking at him, like, giving him the look, like, he doesn't give a shit. He made his decision, right? Yeah, he's rocking out. Then the old white ladies start looking at me like, you're young. He's young. Fucking say something to him. Like, I'm not going to do it. And they just start getting more and more like passive aggressive. The white ladies are like, dude doesn't give a shit. He's bumping his music. Then Spadina Station comes, and a crackhead walks on. And you guys know there's like levels of crackheads? Like, this was a Walking Dead crackhead. Like, like the kind of crackhead that walks on, and you're like, well, this is my stop, and you fuck off, and you gotta walk 25 kilometers. So this guy's on, and he walks on, and he sits right next to the dude bumping music. And he starts fucking having a good time. And then the dude with the music, he's like, you can see him. He's like, oh shit. Didn't think this was gonna happen, but he's made his choice, right? He's standing his ground, so he starts skipping to harder songs. Like, I'm gonna throw him off with some trap shit. But now the crackhead has his like own personal DJ. So he's like, yeah! Like playing air guitar. There's no guitar in the song, you know? He's like, yeah, like he's having to go. And then next stop, buddy had enough, gets up, shuts the music off, fucks off into the night. The old white ladies applauded the crackhead. And then looked at me like, you gotta be more like this guy, get your shit together. I'm still mad at Patrick. I'm not gonna make it. That guy's out here. I gotta compete with Patrick Hay. It looks like he likes to kidnap a kid if we walk together. It's not. Well, I'm not gonna make it. It's fine. Don't feel bad for me. I don't even like comedy. I don't know you people. You could be psychopaths, you know? I don't know. But don't feel bad for me. I have options. If comedy doesn't work out, I'm just gonna move to Brazil, walk into a grade 9 class, and start my fucking life over, guys. I got options. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your show.
You're listening to the Alt-Doc Comedy Lounge on Sirius XM at the Rivoli in Toronto.
Ladies and gentlemen, your next guest, originally from Toronto, now in LA, coming back to visit, very funny lady, has got an amazing blog you can catch every Tuesday called My Week on Tinder. Please welcome the very funny Miss Christina Walkinshaw, everybody. Let her hear it.
Right now, you guys, give it up for her. Lisa Black.
It's good to be here, you guys. I just turned 37, which means I'm officially old enough to date one of those guys who clips their cell phone to their belt. Thanks. I clean up in Hamilton. I'm officially old enough to shop at Costco for clothes. Pretty sweet. I'm at that age now where, like, all my friends either have kids or sell makeup. What happens? Arbonne and then knocked up. Okay. I did. I just moved to LA at the ripe age of 37. That's good, right? No ageists in that town, right? Oh my God. In LA, when you tell somebody you're 37, everybody looks at you like you have 6 months left to live. Thanks. That's new. I'll take it. One laugh. Bam. It's a keeper. I am at that age now where, like, all of my girlfriends, if they're not married yet, they really want to get married. Do you know girls like that? Yeah. Right? Yeah. Like, one of my girlfriends, Shelly, who I love, She's so obsessed with getting married right now, right? That she just broke up with her boyfriend because he won't propose. Now, you guys, I'm no genius, but I think this is a step in the wrong direction. She has this whole elaborate explanation as to why she broke up with the guy, right? She was like, "Now, Christina, I am a house, and I am for sale. You okay? This guy has come and looked at the house week after week after week after week after week after week and chosen not to buy. Therefore, I need to start showing the house to other people." You guys, I am not at that phase of my life yet. Like, I'm still happy with renters. Right? You don't have to sign a lease to me, boys. I go month to month. Weekly specials. Wing night. Some girls are wholesome, I'm some whole. Thanks. I actually wrote that joke a long time ago, you guys, but I have to bring it back because now that girlfriend of mine is 41 and she's been married twice. I know it's not funny. You guys, I don't know what kind of advice to give her anymore, you know? I'm just like, well, maybe it's time to renovate the basement. I'm actually happily single. Anybody here happily single? Thank you. I'm tired of people thinking that single people aren't happy. I'm super happy. Like, I feel like the only people that really understand my love for being single are married people. They seem to get it. Brian was talking about my blog. I do. I'm on Tinder. Are you guys on Tinder? Tinder's fun, right? It's like a Pez dispenser for horny people. I don't want to brag, you guys, but in the last 2 years, I've been on 85 Tinder dates. Yeah. Thanks. I'm saving abstinence for marriage. I will say this, you guys, for being on that many Tinder dates, I think we all know that there are a lot of creepy people out there on Tinder and out there on the internet. And I'm not saying that it's safe to go and meet all the creepy people from the internet in real life. But you guys, I will say this. If you're just home alone on a Tuesday night and you're a little bored and you just want somebody to text message for a while, creepy people are the best. Right? Like, I messaged this guy the other night. He's like, "Hey, you're cute. So, do the carpets match the drapes?" So I wrote him back. And I was like, "Yeah, I flat iron both. I'll show him who's creepy. You send me a dick pic, I send you one back." Mine's bigger than yours, bro. That's my game, you guys. I out-creep the creeps. Like, check this one out. The other day, this guy writes to me, and this is somebody I've never met in real life, ever in my life, and he opens with this. "Do you do anal?" Now, most girls would block that guy. But not me. I wrote him back. I was like, "I'm glad you asked. I never have done anal, but if I was going to start, I'd start with a guy with a really small donger. That way it wouldn't hurt so much." No response. So I wrote him again. And I was like, if you ever saw what came out of my butt, you would not want to go in there. No response. So I met him again. So I'm bored. And I was like, hi, I just had Arby's and I'm all out of Tums. Want to come over? And guys, that's when it happened. That's when he blocked me. Guys, I'm the winner. I out-creep the creeps. I win the creep off. That's how I roll, you guys. Some girls play hard to get. I play hard to want. You guys have been amazing. My name is Christina Wapicha. I love Brian Act.
Hey, I'm Sammy Farid. You're listening to the Alt Dog Comedy Lounge at the Rively on Sirius XM.
Ladies and gentlemen, just a few more acts. They're all very funny. Your next guest, a great comedian, and the height that I am supposed to be based on my weight. Please welcome the very funny Mr. Ian Gordon, everybody. Let's hear it, Ian Gordon.
For Brian Hatt, everybody, he's beating himself up. I'd like to say right off the hat, he's struggling. I'm willing to have sex with you, Brian. I want a party. Don't worry about the lock and key, baby. Back door's always open, you know what I mean? What we're going to do is we're just going to get a fucking big tarp, shitload of lube, maybe a few burgers, a couple of joints, roll around like a couple albino walruses, you know what I mean? Just struggling to get by. Jesus Christ. Don't picture it, folks. Don't picture it. You're like, oh, fuck. I just spilled shit all over my sweater. That's all right. I'll wash it in a few weeks, right, guys? We'll get to that. Jesus Christ. Still wearing a toque. I don't know what I'm doing. It's fucking May. Anybody here been to the West Edmonton Mall before? Oh, that's a pretty good... I'm surprised. Ain't that a fucked up place? Am I right? If you haven't been there, I will surmise briefly in two brief stories. The first, there are sea lions in this fucking mall. Okay? Yeah, you heard me right. Sea lions. We just happened to be walking by. There's a big fucking fake pirate ship. And they're parading these three sea lions out. And like, I lock eyes with one of the sea lions. And the sea lion gives me this look like, you gotta help me, bro. You gotta get me the fuck out of here. I'm like, all right. I'm gonna turn to my buddy. I'm like, you wanna go to Foot Locker? Let's get the fuck out of here. It's trying on shoes, watching sea lions jump at a ball. Like, what's happening in the West Edmonton? They used to have dolphins in there? Yeah. The pool is like the size of this room. And they had to get rid of the dolphins because people were flicking coins into the water for good luck. It's not good luck for the dolphins, okay? The dolphins are dying. Let's ship them out. Get the tuna factory ready, right? Let's get it on there. A real fatty. Also, they have a roller coaster in this mall. You guys know that? There's a roller coaster in the mall. And we were there. I was there. I'd never met a guy with one eye before. Anybody know anybody with one eye? I'm asking a lot of weird questions up here, am I right? No, one fucking eye. So this guy's got one eye. And he's going up the roller coaster with my buddy. I'm too physically large to fit on the coaster. That doesn't feel good morally for me as a man. When you sit on the coaster and they're like, sorry, chubble up, get the fuck out of here. This is for kids, okay, and normal people. But he's going up the roller coaster, and he's got one eye. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, does he know about his eye in wind and stuff? Like, is he going to... And sure enough, his eye came flying the fuck out. On the first down, his eye was out. But, like, he lost his eye, so he was panicking. Like, it's a glass eye, it's $1,200, so he's like, shit, my eye! But then he would go on a loop and be like, wee! Right? So he's kind of like, oh, that's a little weird. And they came to the stop, and he goes to the lady, he goes, this might seem a little weird, but I lost my eye on the ride. And she goes, oh, that's not weird. Excuse me? What's your barometer for weird? What are you fucking... You working roller coasters in NAMM, you psychopath? What the fuck's going on with you? What is wrong with you, you crazy-ass lady? But some guy loses his eye, and she's like, oh, that's that. You should have seen fucking Monday, bud. We had a couple of fucking lost limbs on here. I don't know. Anybody in here eat like shit? You guys eat well or bad like shit? You guys eat like shit? Oh, man. I realized that I was really eating like shit the other day, when I went to the movie theater and the guy was like, "Hi, sir, can I see your ticket?" And I'm like, I'm actually just here to get a hot dog. Anybody ever go to the movies, just eat a hot dog and leave? I tell you, it's weird. They look at you weird after the third or fourth time. God bless them in there. They let me take as much relish as I want. You know what I mean? They're like, "He's going to take a lot of relish, but just don't look him in the eyes. Leave him. He'll walk away." God bless my Uncle Stanley, the prick bastard. He gave me a $25 gift card to Cineplex Odeon. Good guy, right? Nice gift in a nice envelope. So far, I've used $24 to buy hot dogs, everybody. I have $1 left. What am I going to do? Get like a cup of B-cell in there? Like melted B-cell? What the fuck's going on? What can you do with this? I do stupid shit when I'm drunk, too. You guys do stupid shit when you're drinking? Right? That's the whole point, you know? I'm not going to invent something cool. I'll give you an example. Anybody ever do this? You open a jar of relish, full jar of relish, and then just put it in the dryer and turn the dryer on? I've done that. In case you're wondering, completely fucks up the dryer 100%. Fucking fucked. You gotta buy a new dryer. You know, your roommate walks up, he's like, "Why is the dryer going g-d-d-d-d-d-d-d?" I have no idea. But you smell like vinegar, dude. What's wrong with you? Get your shit together. I also like to eat. You get drunk and you're like, "If I don't eat right now, I'm gonna die," like that one. And we've all been there. That's why taquitos exist, okay? Those things at 7-Eleven and the 7-Eleven hot dog for that sole purpose. Anyway, so I got home one time. The only thing I had to eat was 24 sausages. Does anybody get the club pack? That's value, baby. I don't have a family. Like, it's one of those things, like, if you put it to the checkout and they should be like, and it's just that item, they're like, "Do you have a family, sir? Or it's all for you," right? So I put these fucking things in the oven, all 24, because I'm a businessman. I got no time for games, okay? Get them in. No time for bullshit. And get them up to 500 degrees, because I'm ready to go. Get it going, all right? Get it going up to 500. And then just reward yourself with a nice nap on the kitchen floor. Shut it down. You've earned it. You're drunk. You've earned it. But you don't even need to set an alarm, because the smoke will wake you up. Just wake up, it's fine. You should have seen these sausages. They look like 24 pieces of bear shit. They're black as fuck. Just fucking ruined. I cut one open. I'm like, "Well, I could power a train with this. That's about it." I don't know what's going on. You guys know baby monitors now? Like, I don't have any kids, but a few of my buddies have kids. And the baby monitor, it's like on an iPad, and you can see the baby now. Before, it was just a voice, right? So you can see this little, like, ghost potato kind of, like, rolling around. Doing shit, and you gotta go tend to the ghost potato. But I was like, I don't have a kid, but I could use this if I go like buy one at Walmart and then set it up in front of my oven and just watch meat cook while I'm lying in bed. That's nice. Again, you go to the cashier with just a baby monitor and she's like, "Congratulations, you know, you're first," and I'm like, "I'm just gonna be actually using this to watch meat cook in the oven, so if you could not call the police." I also like to keep barbecue sauce in the glove box of my car. I'm an innovator, all right? Sometimes you don't like the barbecue sauce that the fast food establishment has to offer, right? You like to put, take the world into your own hands or whatever. Democratic society, right? It's weird, though, when you show the guy, you're like, "I'll hold the barbecue sauce, my good man." And then you, like, open the glove box and, like, show him, like, it's some kind of orb or something. The guy's like, "You're just a psychopath, you know what I mean? Can you get the fuck out of here as soon as possible? That'd be great." One time I got pulled over by the cops, right, speeding. And he's like, "License and registration, sir." I'm like, "Oh, yes, indeed, of course." And I opened the glove box, and sure enough, I hadn't screwed the fucking thing on properly. That shit's not easy. Some of these screws, they get the barbecue sauce in the grooves. Come on, man. And so the whole fucking the whole glove box covered in barbecue sauce, okay? Yeah. And the cop's like, "Okay." And I hand him the insurance paper, and it's riddled in sauce. Like, some dripped off onto my leg. He looks at me, he's like, "You know what, just get the fuck out of here. You fucking loser. What can you do about that? What do you do when you live in a shoe, right?" Oh, man. I like to eat a lot of McDonald's as well, but it's embarrassing. And but you guys know Incognito mode in Google Chrome? Anybody know that? Let's. One guy left. Okay, buddy, what are you doing at the office, motherfucker? I would like them to invent incognito McDonald's, okay? So, like, you go in and it says, like, on the front, you're like, Moore's Suits, right? And you're like, oh, that's the joint, right? And then you walk in and they're like, hello, I'm here to try some slacks on, right? And they're like, oh, right this way, chubble-up, right? And then some guy pulls a bow tie down and the wall goes like this, like Dracula's castle, like you're in, and then you're in a McDonald's, right? And they're like, how many McChickens you want, you piece of dog shit? And you go, I'll take a half dozen, please. But then they give it to you in a Louis Vuitton bag, right? So people are like, oh, well, this guy smells like beef, but he's got his shit together, am I right? Hey, guys, you guys have been fucking great. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Hi, I'm Andrew Rivney, and you're listening to the Alt Dot Comedy Lounge, taped live from the Rivoli every Monday night in downtown Toronto. The Alt Dot on Sirius XM's Canada Laughs, channel 168.
Ladies and gentlemen, your next guest, again, one of my absolute favorites, accomplished television writer, a great stand-up. She just recorded her first album, which you can soon download on iTunes, and she's about to head to L.A., so enjoy her while you can. Please welcome the very funny Miss Amanda Brooke Perrin. Everybody, let her hear it. Give her a pleasure.
Hi, you perverts. How's it going? Are you guys drunk yet? Let's all get our dicks ready for this. I'm so sorry. Guys, it's so nice to be here. This thing happened real recently to me. A homeless man shouted at me, "Slut!" And then I turned around and I made eye contact with him and he went, "Oh, never mind." And, like, the lines of feminism blur for me sometimes, right? Because originally I was mad that he called me a slut, but then I was way more mad that he took it away so fast. Like, just because I'm nearsighted doesn't mean I don't slam the D on the regs, sir. That's exactly what that means. I get his perspective, right? Like, I understand. I turned around and he saw a woman that was born in a library. Like, I'm fully aware of what I look like. I turned around and he was like, she invented babysitting. That's right. I'm a ghost. I'm a ghost right now. It's weird because that call on the street has given me really weird body issues. And I've always had, like, body issues because, like, women and stuff. But this one's the weirdest one. This is like a Harvey Dent Two-Face from Batman situation. Like, from the front, I'm Harvey Dent. I'm smooth and sensible. But from the back, I'm Roz from TV's Frasier. Who's she gonna sleep with next? Toss your salad, scramble your eggs. Every time I launch into that bit, I'm like, do they remember the theme, though? Because it's just me talking about food if y'all haven't seen Frasier. Real great. Is anyone, like, just very self-conscious and, like, I don't know, just, like, very terrified of everyone? Cool! Yeah, just me too, for sure. I'm so confident. I have social anxiety, which means, like, let me put it this way. Do you guys, when you run into someone you know on the street, do you just randomly start sweating? Does that happen? Yeah, I feel like it's relatable enough. It's weird. It's like you just ate a cup of hot soup real quick. My nose starts dripping. I was telling my therapist about this bragging, and I got issues. Got a subscription. Okay, that's real. That's like a cool dad joke. So I'm talking to my therapist about social anxiety. She's like, okay, so you're socially anxious. Do you find yourself involuntarily sweating? And I was like, well, I'm not voluntarily sweating. What do you mean? I feel like my therapist just thinks I wait in public for people to approach so I can be like, release the hounds! Sweat. That will, for, like, I get weird cat calls on the street. They're not even cat calls. I walked past a group of teenage boys like 2 weeks ago, and one of them said, "Too nerdy for me." And then they all laughed together. And I wish I'd said something cool back, like, Two, your balls haven't dropped it. I'm not good at comebacks. I'm just straight up not good at comebacks. I didn't say anything. Instead, I opted for speed walking away. You know, like a nerd would do. The only way I could have proven his point more is if I dropped my math homework at that moment. Right? And then stumbled into a puddle and was like, I'm all wet. Not like that. Shut up. One true catcall I got, this is the truth, like a man was waiting in an alley. And he was like, damn you sexy. And me, the most uncomfortable person on earth, shouted back at him, geez Louise, thanks pal. And I kept walking. What? Like a camp counselor that's also your aunt. Just a real cool lady over here. It's cool. I'm self-aware, though, which is good. I think that's important. Like, for instance, I know I'll never sleep with Justin Bieber, and that's a huge bummer, man. huge bummer. Because he was like a sperm 2 days ago, but now he has, like, so many abs, which I'm into. And I had a dream about... This is how self-aware I am. I had a dream about Justin Bieber, and in the dream, Justin Bieber does a lot of drugs, and I help him. Nothing sexual happened at all. Like, I tucked him into bed and was like, good night, sweet prince. That was it. And I woke up and I was like, even my dreams are casting me as his mom. That sucks, dude. That sucks so hard. How old were you when you lost your virginity?
17.
17! You were so... I like how confident you were. Some people are little bitches about it. What about you, you little bitch? I'm so sorry. You were taking a drink. I'm so sorry. How old were you? 16! Okay, those are, like, respectable. I feel like anything, like, earlier than, like, 15, you're like, nothing's formed down there. I don't know how genitals work. I just realized. I was 21 when I lost my virginity. I hung on to it real long. By choice. no, like, I lost my virginity at 21, and I was dating a guy who was socially anxious. And what that means is that he made me get tested before I was sexually active. Just gonna repeat that real quick. I had to call and make an appointment for something I had never experienced before. This is how that call went. Hi, I'd like to get tested. Sure, when was the last time you were sexually active? Nope. Mic drop. It's weird. I lost my virginity on Thanksgiving. Was real full. Could have been a dick joke. Was not. Had a second helping of dinner. had a second helping. It was, Thanksgiving, real full. I lost my virginity underneath a large picture of a jaguar. Not the car, a fucking cat. It was a giant cat. And I did not lose my virginity to Brett Michaels. And we were not listening to Welcome to the Jungle. I know, shocking. Real quick, do you think, you know like how sometimes you have like a one night stand and you leave something behind to like maybe see that person again? I feel like Brett Michaels leaves his skin. And it just slithers back, I left something at your place, babe. how quickly do you think when Brett Michaels inserts himself into you that you turn into a bandana? Like immediately, or is it like a 1 to 2 month process? That's an episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark I'd want to see. For sure. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society. I call this story The Tale of the Bandana Women. It's just like a closet full of screaming bandanas. No! Actually, it's a pretty fun fabric, it's very loose. Okay, before I leave, I should not end on a weird Brett Michaels bit. Because that would be weird. I'm gonna finish on, here we go! I think I figured out the worst song to share your first dance to once you become a couple. Get ready. This is how it will go down. The bride and groom will now share in their first dance. It's been... Right? The Bare Naked Ladies? Are you fucking kidding me? How shitty would that be?
That's so, imagine Stephen Page in the front row just being like, it's so beautiful. Literally, I told that joke here one time, and one of the bare naked ladies was in the audience. Ah! Hopefully he's not here. Okay, thank you so much. Bye, have a good night.
I'm Andrew Bupran, everybody. Did you like, huh? Funny? You guys have been wonderful. My name's Brian Hamm. Please come back again. God bless you. Thanks for coming.
The Alt.com Comedy Lounge happens every Monday night at 9 p.m. at the Rivoli in downtown Toronto. For information on upcoming shows, visit alt.comedylounge.com or connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. For previous shows, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Catch you next time.